USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
The rest of the island is open for business.
Dirk Sagetti, head of the Hawaii Tourism Authority, hoping Kilauea's eruption won't deter travelers from visiting the state's largest island, even as geologists warn the volcano could soon shoot large boulders out of its summit.
Being able to be in the Emergency Operations Center and seeing all the activity, the Hawaii Civil Defense is trying to provide as much information as quickly as they can.
That's Governor David Ige, who says President Trump has approved his request for a presidential disaster declaration for the Big Island. They're warning residents they should be prepared to evacuate at short notice. North Korea has scheduled a ceremony to dismantle its nuclear testing site May 23rd to the 25th, ahead of the president's summit with leader Kim Jong-un next month. North Korea's foreign ministry said today that all the tunnels at the country's northeastern testing ground will be destroyed by explosion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host, I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
More violence erupting along the Gaza Strip, this time killing one person and injuring 175 as Israeli forces try to tamp down Palestinian protests. USA's Wendy King reports.
Palestinian demonstrators threw rocks, burning tires, and tried to pull down the fence that separates Gaza from Israel. In response, Israeli soldiers fired tear gas canisters and live ammunition. More than 40 Palestinian demonstrators have been killed over the last few weeks.
President Donald Trump is promising much lower prices at pharmacy counters, focusing on private competition and more openness to reduce America's prescription pain. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
It's crucial that we have more competition in the prescription drug markets. That means we need a vital and vibrant generic drug industry and generic drug market.
The plan includes providing new tools to Medicare Part D to negotiate with drug companies, giving low-income seniors access to free generics, and pushing foreign governments to pay more for American drugs. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Democrats have introduced policy proposals to help lower prescription drug prices. That was the topic of today's Democratic Weekly Address by Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow.
We have more pharmaceutical and health product lobbyists than for any other industry. It's almost 15 for every member of the United States Senate.
She's also urging President Trump to lower the cost of naloxone, the drug used to reverse opioid overdoses. President Trump Friday pressed automakers to build more vehicles in the United States.
We're really talking about environmental control, CAFE standards, and manufacturing of millions of more cars within the United States, for Michigan, for Ohio, for Pennsylvania, for all of the different places, South Carolina. Getting bigger and bigger. North Carolina.
CEOs or senior executives from 10 U.S. and foreign automakers met with Trump for about an hour at the White House as the Transportation Department considers loosening federal fuel efficiency and pollution standards implemented under former President Barack Obama. A man running naked around Daytona Beach International Airport's baggage claim area yesterday told deputies he planted a bomb, but Sheriff Mike Chitwood says the man's backpack only contained his clothing.
They confronted a man by the name of John Greenwood, born in 1992. He was naked. He was on the baggage carousel trying to get out onto the tarmac.
The terminal declared all clear. Greenwood is now in a hospital and told authorities he had taken some drugs. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.